We talked to you at the start of the programme about the government, we're learning this morning and over the last few days, is planning to tender for floating accommodation to house asylum seekers amid unprecedented pressure on the state's integration system. If it proceeds, the use of so-called flotels, not expected until later in the year, meaning it will not help the coalition's push to drive down the current number of unaccommodated asylum seekers, at least in the short term. Minister for Integration, Roderick Gorman, said this figure stands at 199. That's 199 unaccommodated international protection applicants. But government sources said the aim was to get it below 100 before the June bank holiday. His department previously said it's considering the use of flotels, but confirmed yesterday it's expected to launch a formal process. Now, with me in the line to talk about this, and we mentioned already this was first mooted back in 1999 by the then Minister for Justice, John O'Donoghue, as part of the response. Then, however, a number of years ago, Councillor Michael O'Shea had the same idea to try and address our housing crisis, this time the housing crisis in Dingle particularly, and Councillor O'Shea is with me on the line. Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning, listeners. Good morning, all.
Eventually, everything comes around in a circle, I guess.
Oh, everything comes back to bite you always, Jerry, does indeed. It happens always. I think that this idea, I think, was first mooted, as you said, by the then former minister, John O'Donoghue. But I think it was practiced mainly, I think, in Scandinavia at the time, in terms of Scandinavian countries to accommodate students, third-level students in those countries. And it was very, very successful. And then thereafter, some years back, and still current, the problem is in Dingle, that whereby you have a very large hospitality sector, accommodation for workers was next to impossible, and still is the case today.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I muted that idea going back then.
5 years ago, you said it.
I think so, yeah. I think so, Jerry. And then, at that given time, the powers that be had no teeth to follow up my proposal. So that's where I died, unfortunately.
And what do you make this morning, then? Obviously, it's to deal with a different element of the accommodation crisis, the asylum seeker side of it. But what do you make of the fact that it's now going to be tendered for? This will be done. It's going to be Cork and Dublin they're talking about. But do you have a regret that it wasn't entertained more seriously back then? If we had done it, they might be in place now to accommodate workers.
I have, Jerry, and I deep sympathy for all those poor people who are homeless and who are moving across the world for a safe environment, coming from war. You know, it is a desperate, disastrous situation for those people, and we're all humans. And you know, I think that, you know, we have to accept that when people are in desperation and they're persevering from troubles across the world, that, you know, we have to take care of them the best way we possibly can, and that's it. But the situation is that the idea would have been a brilliant idea for Undangan, the Dingle town at that given time. But I think that the accommodation that they're looking for across the country now at this given time, like, there's no room in the inn. Every place is full. You have tourism back at full capacity. Hotels are back full again with tourists, and really and truly, like, there's not a whole pile of accommodation around for these poor people. But they have to, I'm sure, look at the alternatives. And the alternative definitely should have been mooted a few years ago, as you just said, in terms of using a pilot program for housing for people of our own nationality at the time, to see how it would work. But it is a given now that they are going to tender, and they are going to purchase, and they are going to lease these floating ships from Scandinavia, floating accommodation from Scandinavia. And don't worry, they're saying Dublin and Cork, but you know, we have a lot of deep sea ports around the southwest coast of Ireland as well, Jerry, and they will definitely start, I suppose, in Dublin and Cork, and then thereafter they'll move them around, you know?
Yeah, they're saying, government sources saying that several sites under consideration, Sir John Rogerson's Quay in Dublin, Port of Cork, Horgan's Quay, Penrose Quay, and possible locations for accommodation there, and that is that is where they're looking. But you reckon if it works, they'll extend possibly across the country?
That will go sporadically across the country, because we have a lot of deep sea ports in the west coast of Ireland, and they're going to utilise all that if they have to, you know.
Yeah.
It's dependent on that kind of accommodation, how many of those ships are floating accommodation or for lease at the moment, or are they available? Probably they are for lease now, because see, the educational semester across Europe are facing the holiday period, so they probably will be idle, you know, for the next few months before the semester starts again in September, October.
Yeah.
In those colleges, so they probably will have them, you get me, for a short period of time. But I would suggest that they will have them in the interim until the tourists go back again from the shore, these shores, and more accommodation will come online again through the hotel, business, you know.
Yeah,
so that's only an interim moment, yeah.
Yeah, well, should your idea be revisited then, maybe on a smaller scale, to address what you were concerned about, hospitality workers during the summer months?
I definitely do, because Dingle is a massive hub for the economy of Kerry. It's turning over millions every year, and it's a magnet for people and for tourists to visit. And like, if Dingle Town is to progress, which it has to progress, accommodation is a big issue across the entire country, and it's affecting the tourism business to no end as well. And a lot of these people who are working in hospitality are living even in Milltown, they're living in Castlemaine, they're living in Tralee, they're living in even North Kerry, and travelling to Dingle on a daily basis to work. That is not right at all. And you know that they should have taken up the idea going back 5 years ago, or going back 9 years ago when Minister, I don't know who then was in government, to take up that idea and test the waters with it. But it's the only show in town now, Jerry, because there's no room in the inn, so they have to bring on these floating vessels which are available now in Scandinavia, because as I said to you, the educational semester is finishing out there now, so they have 3 or 4 months of them to until the hotels are reopening again for back business again, for accommodation, okay, for migrants.
Yeah. All right, Councillor Michael O'Shea, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us about that. That was his idea 5 years ago, to try and sort out the situation with hospitality workers during the busy summer months in Dingle, now being considered as an option, and will be happening, it looks like, for international protection applicants.